And it's time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we're joined on the phone by the chair of the Chatham County Board of Commissioners, Karen Howard, ChathamNC.org, for more information on Chatham County government. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. So give us, let's start as we always do these weeks with COVID-19. What is the latest in terms of the impact in Chatham County and Chatham County's response to it?
Well, we're still seeing the numbers go up in Chatham County, and we're fairly certain that it's because we are doing such rigorous testing at the local level. And probably more than a lot of surrounding counties, just because we do have the support of a project that's happening through UNC. And we also have a couple of local businesses that have had outbreaks, so they're having increased testing. And then contact tracing, which leads to, obviously, more potential diagnoses of the virus. So I think what we're seeing in these numbers is really an indication of the number of tests that we're doing. We're in the thousands, where some of the counties around us are still in the hundreds. But still, that knowing that there's this rigorous testing going on, knowing that there's contact tracing going on, shouldn't really make us let down our guard. And I think that perhaps is what we were seeing on the weekend with the beginning of that phase one of the governor's restrictions being implemented, just a sense of a kind of a sigh of relief and people going out and perhaps doing a little more than they should be. So I'm still stressing to stay home as much as you can and wear a mask, wash your hands, keep a distance, and recognize that we are not past this. You know, we are squarely in the midst of this crisis, and this is not the time to let our guard down.
It is such an interesting and complicated and troubling tightrope that we're all having to walk with this between making sure to stay home as much as possible, knowing the impact that that's having on local businesses, doing more testing, knowing that that's going to increase the numbers, and being excited about moving into phase one and phase two, but knowing that when we go out and take part in the stuff that's opening up, that might increase the numbers too. It's a problem with no answer.
It is. It's complicated. And you know, I've said before, we don't have a playbook, right? We are listening to the guidance. We're following the science. We're following the data. But there is no real playbook for how to go about this. And so we're making up and changing, adjusting, adapting the rules and our practices as we go. And hopefully we're using good judgment and we're not just thinking about the personal impact. Right, we're thinking bigger and we're thinking about community impact and how what we do impacts everyone around us. And it doesn't make it more simpler. It just, I think, makes it a little easier to stomach the difficulty and the challenge of staying in.
And certainly Chatham County has an issue that has cropped up in places all over the state and all over the country, which is outbreaks and you mentioned businesses, in particular agricultural businesses and meat processing facilities. There's a chicken processing plant. It's in Siler City, right, where there's been a pretty sizable outbreak. What is happening in terms of trying to protect the people who are working there as much as possible?
So, this has been a difficult personal issue for me because I think that there is a corporate response and then there's a human response.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're missing the human response still. That the company has come out, they've made their statements, I've read the reports, I'm hearing, you know, from staff what work they're doing with the company. But we know that we operate in an environment where people are forced to make decisions that are not necessarily in their best interests because of financial reasons, because of out of fear of losing a job, out of inaccessibility of healthcare. And so as a corporate citizen, at some point you have to put aside that you know, underlying monetary question and ask whether we're doing what's best for people. And I'm not quite satisfied that we're doing what's best for people in this particular situation. If you know that you have workers, I understand that employees are getting time off if they're ill, they're having the contact tracing, they're getting their salary, et cetera. But if you know that you have employees that are contract workers and they may not be being offered the same thing, then you also know that they are potentially being put at a different kind of risk and are making a different kind of decision that may not be the best thing for all of us. And when we're talking about health and we're talking about this particular virus, we're talking about a virus that isn't going to respect the lines of, this is within this particular company or within this particular community. It will simply spread to the rest of the community, and by extension, to the rest of the county, and then it becomes an issue for all of us if we don't have responsible corporate citizens that are putting aside the direct financial impact and looking at a more comprehensive impact. What is this doing to people's ability to make the best decisions for their health care and for the health of the community? And I think we haven't gotten there yet.
This is a question that gets back to the larger issue of North Carolina not being a home rule state and local governments being limited in what they can do. But can county government play a role in pushing those companies to do the right thing when it comes to their workers?
So we are continuing to push, and certainly from the Board of Commissioners level. I don't think that we have the same limitations that perhaps the health department might have, because this is a company that there's give and take. There are benefits to having this company in our community, and that there are benefits that the company receives from the commissioners and from this board. And we need to look at whether, are we making the best judgment when we allow this kind of business to come into a county and don't have some restrictions and constraints around what happens when workers are not given access to health care, what happens when workers are not given the same contract strength. And so maybe it's time that we start looking at that. We start looking at social impact when we're deciding whether a company should be getting incentives under our policy, and when we're looking at the kind of businesses that we want in the county. This is not the last time that we will ever see an outbreak of this type. And I think it's opened the door and certainly opened a lot of eyes to the potential risk. So I think that there are that we're not we are not we don't have tools in a toolbox that we can use to force a company to do anything. But I certainly think that we can continue to call on them to be a good corporate citizen
You see this?
and to recognize lives over money at some point.
You see this being more of an issue as we get into those later phases and more businesses are freed up to reopen? Because that's going to mean calling workers back to
Absolutely.
work in positions they may not be comfortable in.
Absolutely. And it also means that we're going to be looking at potential impacts in daycares as workers are going to work who have been around people that were infected and sending their children to daycare and sending their ch children to our schools. That the virus is not going to limit itself because we don't have policies and practices in place. It is going to do what a virus does, and it will exponentially impact people. And so I think it's going to be something that rears its head over and over again until we address it.
Are there companies in Chatham that are doing the right thing by their employees?
I think there are. I think it sounds as though a lot of companies are doing the contact tracing well, are reaching out and letting people know if someone in their production line has been tested positive, and are urging their workers to let them know whether they are not feeling well, and then not making them suffer any of the financial consequences of not being able to come into work. And I think that's what has to happen. I think that is the right thing to do. It's the kind and compassionate and humane thing to do. And at the end of the day, we'll all get back to normal faster if that's what we do.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, again, chathamnc.org for more information on Chatham County government. County commissioners met last week and got the budget proposal from the county manager. What did it entail? I know everything's different now with COVID-19. What's the latest?
So it was a couple weeks ago. It was, but the budget was presented last week to the public, and so we've been able to. We were in a really good financial position going into this, and we were looking at really having a great year ahead of us. So we perhaps didn't have the same constraints that other communities may have. We're also not hugely dependent on retail sales tax. So the one thing that we have had to really review and are going to have to go back and consider is how we meet teacher bonuses that were due to increase in the coming years. And we're going to be revisiting that. We have a couple of projects that were already out to bid. Interest rates are great, so it's a good time for us to continue building. It's also a good, you know, a good thing that local government has decided that we're not going to let staff go and add to the problem by having more unemployment in Chatham County. We are repurposing some individuals if they were working in an area that isn't functioning right now, like the parks. But we have a lot of other things that can be helped with. We've had people step up to do contact tracing, translating, and so we're going to obviously have to look at what happens in the long run. We don't know where we will land at the end of this, but we were in fairly good financial condition going into it.
There's some work sessions and public hearings coming up in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
What questions still need to be answered in terms of getting to a final proposal?
So I think the draft budget that we've put out feels comfortable for now. What we are going to have to think about is all the expansion budgets that came to us and what are the critical needs. Obviously, we want to make sure that we're keeping our emergency services running at full strength. We want to be sure that we are ready to meet the kids when they come back to school, that the school, which is the largest portion of our budget, is still being properly funded. And we want to be able to keep county functions going. People still want to be able to pull permits and do the normal things that they do with county government. So as we see where we fall out, we may have to make some cuts in some places, but I don't think that we're in this first round going to see any significant cuts. A lot of holding things steady, and that's what departments have pulled back and done. That's what we're doing as a board, limiting the number of conferences, the number of people that go to conferences, whether we just drive or you know, stay over, and looking at ways of bringing our own meals and water to meetings. You know, small things, but they do add up.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, and as we wrap up, other things going on in Chatham County that folks ought to know about?
The community continues to come together to help each other. There's lots of opportunities for contributing financially, but also for doing running errands, doing small tasks, reaching out to people who might be shut in. We have some Facebook pages. Abundance is doing a project of their own. There's the Chatham Solidarity Fund. There's the Masks for Many project. There's a lot that's being done locally to help. And so if anyone is looking for opportunities to stay engaged, stay connected to people, you know, I say we are physically distancing, but socially connected still. So, and I think that's important.
And again, ChathamNC.org for more information on county government, get more information on some of those initiatives as well as the ongoing budget discussion as well. Karen Howard, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me again.